The big focus of the day is unquestionably the Fed policy decision. As things stand, the recent shakeup in the banking world has forced a repricing of market expectations, with the Fed now only expected to raise rates by 25 basis points later today, while at the same time delivering a more dovish-leaning communication. The market has also gone ahead and priced in the Fed to be looking to cut rates in the second half of this year, at least two times, if not three. Clearly, the stress in the banking system has the market once again thinking this will be enough to get the Fed back to prioritizing decision-making on financial stability risk over inflation risk. At the same time, the Fed is in a tough spot, as a message that communicates less concern about the current risk in the banking system is also a message that would suggest that the Fed need to be getting back to worrying more about ongoing inflation risk. Heading into the decision, it does feel as though the market has been leaning more to the side where it expects the Fed to lean clearly dovish. So from a market reaction standpoint, this would potentially translate to an outcome where it's hard to exceed dovish expectations and a whole lot easier to disappoint the market with a communication that keeps to the more hawkish side than what the market has been looking for. There's certainly been a new pattern of the Fed not bending to the will of the market. And if we see this come through in any way later today, the resulting price action could mean stocks once again sharply lower and the US dollar racing back to the top side. Let's see how it plays out. That's all for now.